Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
An Educate Together secondary school in Bray that opened in 2016 is moving from one temporary location to another for an indefinite period, despite being promised a permanent site by the Department of Education and Skills. Only 4 out of 17 second-level Educate Together schools opened since 2014 are now in permanent accommodation. The principal of North Wicklow Educate Together secondary school in Bray, Jonathan Browner, has been explaining his school's situation to me.
What's happening at the end of this year is that we're moving to another temporary site on the other side of the town in an old primary school, which is where we're going to be for the foreseeable future. So it's another temporary solution. It's certainly not where we're supposed to be at this stage.
It wasn't supposed to be like this. You're a new school.
No.
You were hoping for new premises. That hasn't happened. So how many pupils do you have at the moment?
So we've about 250 students at the moment, and we're, our school community would feel passionately that it's not right to open schools without a clear understanding of where they're going to be built. Small details like the address of the school are important to parents. They need to know basic information like that. So moving from one temporary site to another is definitely not what we think a 21st century learning solution looks like.
So when the school opened in 2016 and you became its first principal, what were you promised?
Well, the school opened without an absolutely sort of copper-fastened solution at that point. We were told at the end of 2017 that we were going to be opening on a permanent site in the town. And on that basis, we made a number of decisions, like we opened an AFD class for children. That's for children with autism. So we're one of the few schools in the area to do that. And we really do have like an amazing community here. And at this point, it's now 2020, obviously. And what has ended up happening is that we're now being moved to another temporary solution, which is really, as far as this school community is concerned, it isn't fair and certainly not a just solution.
And when you said another temporary solution, it'll be an old school. What are conditions like there?
Well, I suppose the department is going to spend money on it in order to bring it up. But, I mean, that's also a waste of money because, I mean, it would be much better to be putting money that was spent on rent and that would be spent on redoing up an old building that wasn't really fit for purpose, which is why it's no longer being used by the school that was using it. Instead of spending that money, it would be much better to be spending that money on the permanent building, which the school was promised.
And in this second temporary location, this old building, will you have facilities fit for purpose? You know, will you have a science lab and a language lab? Will you have playing fields for
no,
children?
No, we won't
have a gym.
No, we won't have a gym. We won't have a playing fields. We won't have access to. We have like 2 hours of PE for each year group in the school. It's something we feel very strongly about, and we've been able to do that here. And I suppose what is really galling is that, you know, that's going to have to be taxpayers' money is going to have to be spent on maybe busing students to other locations. And it's not really how you imagine a school should open. You would imagine that whoever the planners are would have meetings about these things years in advance and identify patterns in the population, identify an area or a space where a school could go that it might be associated with building housing and residential area. But what seems to happen is that there's a lot of firefighting and an awful lot of kind of complex last minute decisions having to be made very quickly, and that's not how it should be.
And Jonathan, have you any idea when you might have a fit for purpose building?
So the Department of Education and Skills are currently working on a master plan for the site. They have identified a site, which is kind of controversial enough locally, but they've identified a site, and what's going to happen is they're hopefully going to publish a master plan soon. And the reason that we really need them to publish the master plan soon is because there's a certain amount of disinformation that goes around, and you hear things that are being said, and things are said publicly that are not true. And it would be much easier really at this point if there was clarity and if the department published its plan, and then we could actually look at what they're envisioning for our school.
People might be confused by what you're saying, but you're talking about a site on the campus of the Bray Institute of Further Education, which is the subject now of some conflict and confusion. So you don't know if that plan is going to come to fruition.
Well, the department is adamant that it will, but we're, Bray is a small town. We have a very high opinion of Bray Institute of Further Education. a number of our students will be going there. It seems like an ideal solution to us, and it's not one that we actually looked for. In other words, we were presented with the solution by the department, so it wasn't as if we went around hunting for a site ourselves. It shouldn't be a political issue, it should be a planning issue, and it should go through the proper planning processes that are in this republic. What we would like is the department to finally publish once and for all what is plans for our school and our school community. We've got students in the school who live in homeless accommodation, and those students in effectively are being homeless twice.
Jonathan,
that doesn't seem fair to me.
Jonathan Browner there. Now, a spokesperson for the Department of Education has said an exercise is currently in train to develop a master plan layout to demonstrate how the accommodation needs for both the North Wicklow Educate Together Secondary School and the Bray Institute of Further Education can be met on the Novara Avenue site that Jonathan was talking about there. In studio with me now, Eimear Nolan, the new CEO of Educate Together. You're very welcome, Eimear. When I look at the figures, 4 out of 17 Educate Together Secondary Schools without, or only 4, have a permanent location. Only 11 out of 57 Educate Together primary schools are in permanent sites. Why is Educate Together finding itself in this situation?
Well, thanks for having me on, Mary. It's not just Educate Together. This is a problem facing all new schools. It just happens that Educate Together is opening a lot of the new schools that are opening. And the 57 that you mentioned, that's 57 primary schools that we've opened over the last 10 years. And as you say, only 11 are now in permanent accommodation. I mean, Jonathan really painted the picture very well for people in terms of the second level schools. 17 second level schools opened just in the last six years, only 4 in permanent accommodation.
Why?
So, I mean, this is facing all new schools.
But it shouldn't be facing all
these schools. It shouldn't. I mean,
why
these children, when they enter second level education, they're 12 years old. It's not like they've just been born and we didn't know they were coming. They've been in primary schools in the area. I mean, at primary level, we did seem to be making progress maybe around. So we opened 12 new primary schools last year. The last time we opened 12 new primary schools was 2008.
But Eimear, is it about sites? Is it about sign off on money from the Department of Education? Is it about issues with the old managements of Catholic run schools? What are the problems?
No, it's about joined up thinking, really. So, you know, if you think about it, children are born. We should be looking at that as a state, both through our planning authorities, through the Department of Education, across local authorities. You know, it should be fairly clear that if we're building houses, there's going to be families in those houses and those families are going to need schools. We should be starting at that point. Instead, what's happening is houses are built.
Let me come at this from a different direction. You have 4 out of 17, so that's 13 Educate Together secondary schools without permanent locations. Have the permanent locations been identified?
Some of them have and some of them haven't.
And what about the primary schools? Only 11 of the 57.
Likewise, most of the 57 would have their permanent sites identified, but not
and
all.
Who will identify the sites?
Well, I suppose the Department of Education Planning and Building Unit will go through, I suppose, various channels in order to identify sites. Sometimes they'll work with local authorities.
And those sites have to be where these schools are already located, because this is where young students are getting their education.
And again,
you're drawing
them from
the locality.
Sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. So we had one primary school in Cork, for example, a couple of years ago. They only had 4 classes and they had 3 locations. So you can imagine what that's like for families. You're dropping off your junior infant in one place and then you're driving to another place to drop off.
You don't know, you're the head of Educate Together, but you don't know from your liaison with the department and so on when you're going to get permanent locations or where they'll be.
No, just to go back to the question of 2008. So we opened 12 primary schools in 2008. Of those 12, 4 of them were in their permanent buildings on their permanent sites. So it is possible to do this with joined up thinking. You know, where the department is working closely with local authorities, where local authorities are setting aside land and sites for schools at the time that the houses are being built, this can work. The problem is at the moment the Department of Education is coming in looking for sites after the land is already sold,
and
that's very difficult
cases,
for them.
After you've already set up and you're in a temporary location. We have to leave it there this evening, but thank you very much for coming into us. That's Eimear Nolan, CEO of Educate Together.